Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business. Today is the third day and the last day of our tele summit, Women in Business. And we are looking at the episode is entitled Women's Stories of Challenge in Business. Women in Business 3-Day Summit. And so we started on Tuesday and we continued yesterday. And today is our last day. And today we are looking at continuing to look at the challenges that women in business face and the strategies that they employ in order to solve those problems. I have with me a group of women who are very knowledgeable, and they bring to us their wisdom of having, you know, experienced some of these challenges and having found solutions. And this morning I was looking I posted the summit. I'm reminding people that today is the summit, the last day. And one of my guests, Lynn Hawkins, and hi Lynn if you're there, Lynn reposted it on her space, and she rewrote some of what I said. And she said, day three of the Women in Business Summit. There have been some amazing stories shared and more yet to come as the summit wraps up today. Tune in to hear the amazing women telling stories of those of clients who have overcome challenges in business that you may be facing. Traffic, imposter syndrome, organization or lack thereof, strategy development, taking action, and more. So I love that. I couldn't say it better, Lynn, and thank you for sharing this on your profile. I want to thank all you women again, Deborah Centilio, Deborah Lange, Dr. Cicely D'Angelo, and Sharita Phillip. I want to thank you guys for joining me again. I just want to say hi, welcome to Women in Business Radio and to the Women's Stories of Challenge in Business.
Thank you, Dr.
Guys.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Hi. Great to be here again.
Yes. I appreciate you guys joining me, and I know that you guys really is in support of this project that I thought about, and you guys have supported me really, really well. And I really am thankful for your cooperation and the collaboration. Okay, so I promised yesterday that we will look at having shared our challenges and the strategies that we have used in our personal experience and in dealing with our clients. I would like to move on to a question that looks at support, because I think Deborah Centilio was talking yesterday about the support that she received in learning how to develop her business, to develop her business concept, to help her in the design of her website. And we realize that support is very important in the development of our business. So my question this morning, how important is the role of support to the success of our business? And we could start, I will call, what do you have to say around this, Sharita?
I think the support and success of your business is very important, because no one can build a successful business by themselves. And that's where I messed up in the beginning. I was trying to do everything by myself because I was under the belief that I did not have the funds to hire support or support staff. So I was doing a lot by myself, and I got frustrated. And it wasn't until I connected with other like-minded people that I began to see my business flourish. So support is very important in business. Whether you're hiring someone like a life coach, and there's many ways to get the support that you need. They have virtual assistants. because you need someone to build that team. And I tell my clients all the time, you need to begin to build your dream team, the people that's going to support you and help you. Like something like this summit that we're doing with you, Dr. Cutler, this is a support team. We're coming together, we're supporting each other, we're encouraging each other, and we're giving each other great ideas for the success of our business.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Sharita. And can I hear Deborah Lange? How are you this morning, Deborah?
I'm good, thank you, and it's great to be here. I think it's really good to have somebody to bounce off when you're feeling a little bit low, so to speak, or feeling a little bit down, like things aren't going well, just to have somebody to say, oh, look, you know, that didn't work that well, what do you think? And have somebody to say, well, hang on a minute, you know, what are you doing there? You know, what have you done that's great, you know, focus on that. It's just good to share, to express that and get it off your chest, to have someone reaffirm that you are doing well. So to have people around you that believe in you is really good. I mean, you need to believe in yourself, but to have people to also believe in you and give you that encouragement is just fabulous. And sure, that could be a support team that you're paying for. It could be a support group that you create yourself, like a network of women that you might meet in a circle and share what's going on and share ideas. You can create your own little business network of support people. Or it could just be, a few close friends or allies that are in different sorts of businesses but who want to support you. So it can be done in many ways. But it really is important.
Okay, thanks, Deborah, for sharing. And can I have Deborah Centilia's perspective?
Yes, good morning. I totally agree with the other Deborah with all my heart. And there are so many solopreneurs these days, and there is room enough for success for all of us. And when you're first starting out and you feel like you don't have enough money to hire people, form a mastermind group. There's all these women that have their own businesses that may be steps above where you are that can share how they got started, share their connections, and just give you fresh ideas, and you can bounce your ideas off of them and vice versa. The other thing that I really suggest is to join your local chamber of commerce. They have networking groups built in most of the time, and their breakfast or lunch meetings, whatever they have in their business after hours, you can meet more people that will support you there because they're all business people, and you will find like-minded people there. The other thing you have to do is realize what you are not good at. I am not good at paying the bills and balancing the checkbook, and I know that. And that's why when I was looking for a partner, I got somebody that was the exact opposite of me. That's her niche. She does the inventory. She pays the bills. And it just took so much stress off of me. And we all have each other and Facebook. And there's so much more support out there than there ever was before. And we're coming together more as women and realizing that we're not in competition with each other, that we are there to help each other grow. And thank you, God, for that. Oh, it's about
thank
time.
You very much, Deborah, for your wisdom. And I would like to call now on Dr. Cecily D'Angelo. Hi, good morning, Dr. Cecily D'Angelo. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Cutler. I'm wonderful this morning. This is a great subject about support, which is really great. I wanted to share some what we call pieces of nuggets of the rainbow, the jewel of being support. There's many support that you can get from even finding a mentor in what they call the Small Women's Business Association, or also women that are veterans that are in business. And you can find mentors in a mentor program. They have associations with them in business that can actually help you and support you and give you some guidance. And also another way of getting support in your business from even starting up to even write a business plan is a thing called SCORE, you know, capital S-C-O-R-E. These are retired executive businesses business executives that have been in the corporate world for quite some time. They can give you some guidance on what to do to formulate a plan, but also to make sure it's executed properly. So they can help you from the beginning until your business starts. They can also give an inspiration of where to get some grants and loans that are not going to cost you much and help you have everything in place that's appropriate you need. And I definitely get with your local chamber of commerce. And sometimes they have chamber of commerce of different needs, whether it's a holistic chamber of commerce or a woman's business chamber of commerce or a county chamber of commerce. There's different venues, and they have munches and lunches and dinners and a lot of associations. And they even have a one called the Alliance, which is a multimillionaire kind of business of commerce, if you will, but it's an association. And if that's where you want to be, start where you want to be. And I say go for it. They will give you the support that you need as a mentor.
Okay, so thanks, Cecily, for sharing those spaces that people can access in order to get the support that they need to take their business even from startup in the design of their business plan. And so thanks for sharing that. I think it's very powerful and useful. I want to call now on Lynn Hawkins. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great, thank you. Great to be here today.
Yes,
I love all of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to have you. I was going to say,
Thank you. Yes, I love all of the conversation and the suggestions and the ideas around support in your business. It's a key element of successful business, and the audience has gotten some really great feedback on opportunities for reaching out for that support. And I work with a lot of people who are in the global community, and in that global community, a lot is done via the internet. And I want to say that while most of what was talked about is like grassroots down on the ground, you can drive to them, there are a lot of similar support opportunities online. There are online groups you can do. The mastermind that was discussed, you can do online versus, you know, having to physically go somewhere. And I know that, you know, for various types of groups, single moms, moms with youngsters at home, the getting out piece is sometimes difficult. One of the organizations that I support, Wounded Warrior Project, you know, these veterans are not mobile, yet they have and can have very valid and valuable businesses. And so using the internet really gives everyone the opportunity to not only do what they were called here to do, but do it in a way that they can have the appropriate support for it as well. So I just wanted to add that in because, you know, the real key is the connections are key. And you can have them whether they're grassroots or all over the internet and global. They're there, and the ability to collaborate and to co-create. And then, you know, the higher level mindset of contribution. How can I contribute to the betterment of other people, other businesses, those who I'm in community with, as well as to the world? Those are all opportunities that we are able to connect into and to get support out of.
Well, thank you, Lynn, for your contribution to this question. And I think we have some time and we can look at another question that I have. And that question is, how important is taking care of your mental health and physical health wellness to, you know, to helping us to deal with the challenges that we face as women in business? And who wants to go, they can just go. Do you want me to call?
It's Deadline here from Australia. So I just want to say this is a very important question because for many people who are solo entrepreneurs, and if you're it, if you're the business and the business totally relies on you and you're not well, it doesn't function. And I'm speaking from personal experience where I had a period of time where
where I wasn't very well, and obviously the business just falls away. You just can't do it if you're not well, which means then you have to start again. So you really do need to take care of your mental health and physical health. And a lot of that, I mean, sure, we can make sure that we exercise well, we eat healthy food, we need time to rest and play and rejuvenate. And if you're doing a business that you love, which I'm assuming most people who go into business love what they do, that's the whole idea of being in business, is to do what you love, that does actually help you feel good and feel well.
Yeah.
But you really do need to have time out. Like, you really need to turn everything off, go play tennis or knit or walk the beach or something. You need to have time off as well. And it is really something that we really need to make sure that we are really taking care of ourselves. It's just absolutely critical.
Thank you very much, Deborah, for sharing. And can I call now on Deborah Centillier? Can I get your perspective? Let's make it about 2 minutes, please.
Yes.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm sorry, I'm here. Thank you very much. Sometimes we can't get away for very long. I agree with the other Deborah, all those things that we need to do. But some of the things that she said, and I think that we as women forget because we try to do everything, is that a half an hour walk on the beach, a half an hour soak in the tub, a half an hour sitting down with a good book and a cup of tea, or in the evening just relaxing, or going out for a glass of wine with our girlfriends in the evening, is sometimes enough to replenish, because we give and give and give, and we need to fill that back up. And I couldn't agree with her more. And please, this is so important. If you're a female entrepreneur, it's so important that you do this. Otherwise, you're going to burn out, and everything that you work so hard for isn't going to matter anymore. So just take the time and take care of yourself.
Thank you very much for that, those words of wisdom. And I would like to call on Dr. Cicely DeAngelo. What's your what do you have to say on this question, Cicely?
I agree with all of it. Taking time for yourself and going within and even meditating is very important, and understanding your boundaries, whether it be physically with people or your limits. Sometimes we push ourselves a little bit hard because we are a woman and we think we can take on everything. But our health is our most important asset of being well within ourselves and being able to take care of ourselves. So I agree, it's very, very important to eat right, to breathe, exercise, and definitely to meditate. It's an important part.
Thank you very much for sharing this, Dr. DeAngelo, for your words of wisdom. And I'd like to call now on Sharita. Hi, Sharita. What's your perspective on this question?
I agree with all the ladies that have spoken already. However, your mind and body and soul has to be in alignment with, in order for you to reach your full potential. So it is great to get away because, like the first person that spoke, I was so used, because as women, we can multitask. That's a skill that we have. We can multitask. But sometimes that multitask works against us because we begin to run our own body down and we don't recognize the signs, or we ignore the signs telling us to get some rest. And, for example, like me, in the beginning, I ran myself raggedy. And so my body shut down, and then I was bed rest. And because of that, I missed some appointments with my clients. I had to reschedule some speaking engagement. So if you're not taking care of your body and your health, then what happens is it's going to affect your overall business and your life. So that's very important.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. And it's important, I think, to touch on this topic. I think women out there need to know this and to be able to recognize, you know, when they need to put, you know, do certain things to circumvent, you know, getting sick, you know, because we do work overwork. We get burned out.
Absolutely.
And we do fall sick, you know. So I would like to ask Lynn Hawkins for your contribution to this question.
Thank you. I totally agree with everything everyone has said, the importance of eating right and exercise and the whole mental and spiritual connection that we really must maintain for ourselves. I often use the analogy of the, you know, on the airplane when they drop the oxygen mask and they give you the instruction to put your oxygen mask on first so that you can then help someone else. Well, it's the same concept with your business. You have to take care of yourself, because how will you be able to serve your clients and customers and the people who need to hear your message if you're not taking care of yourself? And I won't go over the things that have already been said. There have been some great suggestions. I will add that, again, being one who works and teaches in a global environment and doing a lot of my work via the internet, I find that there are times when the only time that I get up from my desk is to go to the restroom, go grab lunch, and I do take lunch away from my desk. But what I have learned and what I also mentor my clients about is, you know, when you have that phone conversation that you can stand up and have versus sitting, do that. When you return from the restroom, do a 30-second dance at your desk before you sit back down. 30 seconds to a minute of that movement of your body, and move those hips. Actually get them going side to side, back and forth. And a friend of mine who's a respiratory therapist heard me having some labored breath one day. And this has been a little while ago. And she said, you know, you do a lot of work at your desk, and I can just see you leaning over to write or to, you know, even when you have your uplifted chest and you're typing. So one of the best things to do is expand the chest. You know, take that time, even sitting, and just expand the chest, expand the arms, and, you know, even if it's just wiggling your fingers, you've allowed the expansion of oxygen to flow through your body. But one of the things that she told me was so important and that I do every day is jump. The resistance to gravity actually ignites your body. It's like turning on the fuel so that your body can begin to burn more calories. So just 2 or 4 jumps a day can do some amazing things for strengthening your body and for, again, that whole movement thing. And so I would just add that perspective, because as women in business, you know, unless we're getting up running around behind the kids or something like that, we get so studious in what it is that we're doing that we don't think about the movement while we're working. And it's key. It's key. So jump, do that dance.
I love the jump, dance at your desk. That's awesome.
Yes, it's refreshing, and it's really awesome, you know, taking it, because we really spend a lot of time at the computer, at the desk, you know, and really we get up to use the washroom, we get up and eat, or like for me, I get up every evening and I prepare dinner, and so that's something, I love to eat dinner, so I get up every evening and I prepare my dinner, and I start preparing it from early in the day, because from the minute I get up, I'm thinking, what am I going to cook this afternoon? So I start thinking of what I'm going to think. And if I have to throw the meat or the fish or whatever, I start doing that from that time. So anyhow, I think I get up and I try to do some exercise. But love what you just shared with us, Lynn. And I have one more question, and I don't know. We have a little time, and if each person maybe can go with it, and if we can't get everybody, if we get some information in, I will appreciate it. The last question that I have is, how important is the role of confidence and self-love? Maybe you could give me one word for that. How important is the role of confidence and self-love? And I want this first start with Charissa.
Very important. Without it, you can't get very far. That's how important it is, because with confidence, it helps you to do what you need to do, to take them risks that you need to take in your business as a woman. And self-love helps you market yourself for what you are worth. Without that, you're really selling yourself short.
Okay, thanks, Sharita. Can I hear Dr. D'Angelo? How can you say it? The shortest way that you can say it, you know, how important is the role of confidence and self-love?
Like she said, it's very important. It should be your number one role. Number one role. It's very important.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We can emphasize more. It should be a number one responsibility. Or the number one role. It's an attribute that we must have. Okay, can I hear Deborah Centelia? How important is the role of...
It's very, very important because you can't help other people and teach them how to love themselves unless you love yourself. And you ladies need to get moving with W4 Divas in the morning.
Okay, then, okay. Thank you. thank you. And can I hear Deborah Lange? What's your perspective on that?
Well, I totally agree with what everybody has said because you can't do anything, absolutely nothing, if you don't really value yourself, know how to take care of yourself, love yourself. And from that place, then, you know, you have the energy to create, to give. But without giving to yourself and loving yourself, you don't have anything to give. I mean, it's just absolutely critical.
Okay, thank you. And Lynn, can I hear your perspective? Very short, very precise.
Yes, I agree with everyone. It is probably the most important thing. And the thing that I would say is look in the mirror of your mind's eye to see the woman that you're choosing to be and love her.
Thank you. That's beautifully said. I love that. Look in the mirror, see who you are, and love her. You have to love who you are. It is so important. Self-love is so important. I want to thank you ladies for joining me on this tele-summit. I came up with this concept and I kept putting it off, but I realized 4 months into our business cycle is not a bad way to intervene and interject. And I thank you for sharing some of the strategies that you have used, and I hope that the women listening to this summit would have gleaned a better understanding of how they should approach some of the challenges that they face. You can learn from the wisdom shared on this learning circle by these women. And I hope that you find that the summit to be very informative, to be very educational, and at the same time, to be very empowering. I want to say thank you, ladies, again for joining me. And I want to say again, I want to add to what, you know, to the women who have been on this panel, the women who have shared and participated and collaborated with me in this learning circle. These women are pioneers in the field of entrepreneurship. They are role models, they are mentors, and they are women leaders to thousands of women globally. Many of them work online. They are, according to Lynn Hawk, and she was saying she works primarily online. And the Internet has provided us with an opportunity to connect with each other regardless of where we are located in the globe. And as we mentioned in this summit, as women, we are moving towards helping each other, supporting each other, being there for each other, giving each other feedback. And I think it's a good place in terms of where we are. And as Lynn Hawkins, in her program, she said, let's give ourselves permission. And it's important to give ourselves permission to do what we want. And the sentiment throughout the summit by most of the women is that we have to love what we do. We must have passion for entrepreneurship. And we must love what we do. So I want to say again, ladies, thank you for joining me. And we will connect. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Dr. Thanks Cogley. For having us.
Bye
great
to you.
Meet everybody else.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.